Welcome to the deep dive, your shortcut to being well-informed. You know that feeling, right? You've got this brilliant idea, a product or service you know will make an impact. But securing funding, it can feel like trying to climb Everest.
In flip-flops, yeah.
Yeah.
We hear that a lot. It's daunting. Bank loans seem out of reach. Venture capital feels like a constant audition.
Right, where you're giving up a piece of your dream just to get in the door. It's a road just paved with overwhelm.
It absolutely is. And that's precisely why this deep dive is so vital.
Yeah.
We're cutting through all that noise to give you a clearer, a more empowering path.
Yeah.
Our mission today is to unpack two incredibly powerful funding sources, crowdfunding and grants. And importantly, show you how, when used strategically, together, they can unlock real, non-dilutive, momentum-building capital.
And validate your idea, too, right? Which is huge.
Critically. Mm-hmm. They validate your idea in the market long before you ever even launch.
That's right. So you'll walk away from this deep dive, not just with ideas, but with a solid understanding of how to create what we call a repeatable funding engine.
Mm-hmm. A system.
Exactly. A system that keeps your project fueled and moving forward without constantly chasing the next big investor. We'll cover the mechanics, the platforms, the playbooks, even the gotchas that trip up founders.
Yeah, those little things that can derail you.
Forget burning months on paperwork. We're distilling the essential nuggets for you.
So let's start at the beginning. Why should crowdfunding and grants even be on your radar? I think most people think of them as just ways to get a bit of cash, maybe cover some bills.
Right, stopgap funding.
But our sources reveal they are far more than that. They are truly strategic tools.
What's truly fascinating, I think, is how these aren't just about cash flow. They're about building a foundation. Take market validation, for instance. Mm. Anyone can get 1,000 social media likes, whatever. But when people vote with their wallets, pre-ordering your product, donating, that's undeniable proof of demand.
It's the ultimate signal. It shows your product or service truly resonates, far beyond likes.
Exactly.
And that demand isn't just about sales numbers. It's about community, those early supporters. They often transform into passionate evangelists even before you officially launch.
They're invested, literally.
Yeah, they are. And they make achieving product market fit feel like a team sport. They become your strongest advocates.
That's a powerful point. And this also generates real momentum, doesn't it? Imagine a successful campaign. Suddenly you've got media attention.
Right. Partnerships might emerge.
Doors opening to distributors, maybe even retail buyers. When you can show that curve, you know, enthusiastic pre-orders or pledges, it's a powerful signal. It de-risks the whole venture.
That de-risking is huge. And here's where it gets really interesting for founders.
Yeah.
Both grants and reward-based crowdfunding offer non-dilutive runway.
That's the magic word, non-dilutive.
It means you secure the capital you need without giving up a single slice of your company. Imagine retaining 100% of your future success. That's the real power here.
It just changes the whole calculus. And this combined validation you've got, demand proven by the crowd, plus maybe an endorsement from a grantor, it builds immense credibility.
Mm-hmm.
Future investors see you've not only proven the market wants it, but you've also secured external, expert-vetted funding. It makes your company a much more attractive prospect.
It's like getting two seals of approval before you even knock on their door.
Yeah.
Really powerful.
Okay, so let's zoom in on crowdfunding first. At its core, pretty simple, right? Raising small contributions from a large audience, usually online.
Yep, the basics.
But our sources point out it's not just about funding. It's a powerful marketing engine. It's market validation, community building, momentum, all rolled into one.
That's a key takeaway.
Yeah.
And when we look at the four major types, it really clarifies what each is best suited for. First, reward-based crowdfunding. This is what most people picture, I think.
Right, the classic pre-order model.
It's exactly. Backers get your product, maybe early access or some unique experience. This is ideal for physical products, creative projects, indie games, consumer gadgets, you know, pre-orders with extra perks.
Then there's equity-based crowdfunding. A little different. Here, the crowd actually buys small slices of your company through regulated online portals.
Yeah, becoming actual investors.
Perfect for startups seeking broader investor support without going the traditional VC route. You're inviting many small investors to own a piece of your future.
And for those focused on impact, there's donation-based crowdfunding. Supporters contribute simply because they believe in your cause. no expectation of return.
Best for social ventures, community causes, nonprofits.
Right. And finally, debt or lending-based crowdfunding. Here, you borrow from many lenders and you repay with interest, usually for small businesses that are already generating revenue and just need working capital.
Okay, so a common question founders ask is crowdfunding easier than raising a traditional round? What's the real answer? Is it the easy button?
Not exactly. It's crucial to understand it's different, not easier. You're not swapping less work for more, you know?
Right.
You're trading those endless partner meetings for the intense work of compelling storytelling, serious audience building, and then the operational complexities. Fulfillment, customer support.
Oh, yeah. Fulfillment is a beast.
It is. The work shifts. It definitely doesn't shrink.
So how do you know if crowdfunding is even the right fit for you, the listener? We've got a quick fit check. Ask yourself these questions. Can you actually share value, like a prototype, a demo?
Maybe some tangible.
Does your product have fairly broad appeal, or is it super, super niche? Can you realistically ship a reward-based product in, say, 3 to 12 months? Or meet the regulatory rules for equity?
And are you prepared to invest significant time before launch? In marketing, community building?
That pre-launch effort is key.
Absolutely. Yeah. And can you manage fulfillment? Transparent updates, even when things go wrong. If you're building like a highly specialized enterprise tool with a really long sales cycle, maybe grants or equity crowdfunding are better first steps.
Good point. Okay, so let's say it is a fit. Choosing the right platform is critical, right? You got to match the platform to your goals.
Paramount. For reward-based, Kickstarter is huge, especially for creative design tech projects. Known for its all-or-nothing model, creates urgency.
I thought that all-or-nothing is interesting.
Then you have Indiegogo. Yeah. Offers more flexible funding options, and they have that in-demand feature for ongoing sales after the campaign ends.
So Kickstarter's urgency versus Indiegogo's flexibility depends on your needs.
Exactly. If you really need that minimum to build, Kickstarter builds trust. If you can deliver at lower volumes and want to keep selling, Indiegogo might be better.
And for equity.
Platforms like WeFunder, StartEngine, Republic, SeedInvest, the registered portals have built-in investor communities. Just know, equity raises mean more disclosures, more legal prep work. Definitely need your ducks in a row.
Right. And for donation-based.
GoFundMe, IUB for Causes, local projects. And creators looking for recurring support often use Patreon or Ko-Fi to build that loyal membership base.
Good overview. And always remember the fees, right? Platform fees usually around 5% plus payment process.
Yep, and budget for taxes, shipping, duties, returns.
Yeah.
And always, always add that 10, 20% contingency buffer, please.
Please add the buffer. Okay, let's talk blueprint. Our source material really hammers this home. Crowdfunding success isn't luck. It's a three-phase journey: pre-launch, launch, post-campaign.
And the kicker is the money you raise on day one, it's really earned in the 45 to 60 days before you even go live. That pre-launch phase is everything.
The foundation.
Absolutely.
Right.
Phase one, pre-launch, 48 weeks, is all about groundwork. First, nail your story. Clear message map. Problem, promise, proof, plan. What are you solving? What are you delivering? What's your proof prototype results? And what's the plan to build, ship, support?
Second, design rewards people actually want. Think tiers. Maybe a $15 thank you, a $49 early bird core product, $149 bundle, $499 plus VIP thing.
Limited early birds create urgency. Stretch goals are great too. Unlock features if you overfund. And crucially, price shipping and taxes realistically up front. Don't hide them.
Yeah, surprise shipping costs kill goodwill later.
Big time. Third, visuals that sell. A 61-20-second video hooks viewers in the first 5 seconds. Essential. Plus, lifestyle photos, behind-the-scenes stuff, comparison shots showing why you're better.
Fourth, build that audience before launch. Landing page, email capture, offer an early bird price as a lead magnet. Aim for, like, a few thousand targeted leads. That moves the needle day one.
Use social media to tease, introduce the team, run polls, get people engaged early.
Fifth, set a smart funding goal. Calculate everything. Production, tooling, packaging, freight, taxes, fees. Then add that buffer, 10-20%.
If you need a real minimum, consider that all-or-nothing platform like Kickstarter.
And sixth, maybe PR and influencers. Build a list of micro-influencers, journalists in your niche. Prep a simple media kit, offer early prototypes. It can really help.
Definitely powerful if you can manage it. Then you have phase two. Launch, typically 30 days. Day one needs to be huge. Platform algorithms love momentum.
Gotta feed the algorithm.
Send those kickoff emails to your list. Daily social cadence, live Q&As, founder AMAs, small retargeting ad budget for your pre-launch signups, and platform updates, 1-2 times a week. Show progress.
What about conversion boosters during the campaign?
Good question. Maybe add on bundles after you hit 50%, challenge friends and family in the first 24 hours, and run a final 72-hour countdown clear urgency messaging. Scarcity works.
And finally, phase three, post-campaign fulfillment and forever fans. This is where the real, often hard work begins, delivery.
Yep. Use pledge managers like BackerKit for addresses, variants, provide transparent production updates, share wins and setbacks. Transparency builds massive trust, reduces refunds.
Plan for fulfillment partners early, taxes, duties, ugh.
Don't stop selling. Use Indiegogo On Demand or your own Shopify store. Convert latecomers and turn those backers into advocates, referral codes, private communities. Keep them engaged.
So metrics to watch, what really matters.
Key ones. Email to backer conversion aim for 3-8%, higher for warm lists. Average pledge maybe $75, $150 for consumer goods. Keep your customer acquisition cost, your CAC, efficient.
And that funding curve.
Right, the roller coaster. 30, 60, 10. Launch spike, mid-campaign plateau, last week rush. And remember, your founder math track net funds after fees and potential refunds. Don't fool yourself.
Super important. Okay, quick mention of the legal tax compliance watchouts. Can't ignore these.
Absolutely not. For equity crowdfunding, especially in the U.S., Reg CF, Reg A plus strict rules, always use a registered portal.
And for rewards.
You're making promises. Treat estimated delivery dates seriously. Pledges can be taxable revenue, so budget for sales tax, VAT, duties.
IP considerations, patents, trademarks.
Yeah, consider provisional patents if novelty is key. And be super clear about estimates versus final specs. Overpromising is poison.
And the crucial disclaimer.
Right. This is not legal or tax advice. Please consult a qualified professional for your specific situation. Don't rely just on a podcast.
Okay, that was a deep dive on crowdfunding. But what if your innovation is more foundational or focused on social impact? That's where grants really shine.
Exactly. Grants 101. Non-repayable funds from governments, foundations, corporations, universities. Ideal for R&D, social impact, innovation. And again, crucially, they do not dilute your ownership.
Free money. Well, sort of free. Comes with strings, but maybe strings you can live with.
Absolutely. Strings you can live with. Common sources. Government bodies, national, state, local. Think SBIRCTR in the U.S. for innovation. Foundations, nonprofits focused on specific areas like health, environment, education.
Corporate grants too, right? CSR programs, innovation challenges.
Yep. And even universities and research institutes for pilot studies or lab access. Lots of potential sources.
So when do grants make sense for your business? What's the profile?
If you're building tech or IP with clear milestones, if your mission aligns with the public good, jobs, health, sustainability, if you can actually measure outcomes and report on them.
And if you have the patience for the application process.
Yeah, you need to be prepared for a structured application. Mm. It can take 4-12 weeks, sometimes longer.
Okay, finding the right grant, how do you do that fast? Seems overwhelming.
Search smarter, not harder. Use government portals, foundation databases, but don't overlook your local allies.
SBDCs, SCORE mentors.
Exactly. Small business development centers, SCORE mentors, local startup hubs. They often know about regional opportunities and can even help with templates or reviews. Hugely valuable.
Good tip. And filter ruthlessly, right? Save time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Use qualification filters first, eligibility, entity type, location, thematic fit. Does it match your industry, tech area? Matching funds required, timeline fit. Reporting load, can you handle it?
Be honest with yourself on that last one.
Please. And a fantastic shortcut. Build a one-page grant profile. Reusable summary. Mission, problem, solution, beneficiaries, team. Tailor it quickly for each application. Saves hours.
Love that. Okay, writing the winning proposal. There's a kind of template reviewers expect, isn't there?
There is. It usually starts with executive summary. One page. Uh-huh. Who, what, why now, how measured, how much. Concise and compelling.
Then the need statement. The why.
Yeah.
Quantify the problem. Use data. Tie it directly to the funder's mission. Show, don't just tell.
Critical. Instead of there's a need, say XYZ community faces a 40% higher rate of X affecting Y people costing Z dollars. Be specific.
Right. Then goals, objectives, outcomes. Broad goals, smart, objective specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. Outcomes. What changes by how much, for whom, by when.
Then your project design or work plan. Activities, milestones, deliverables. And crucially, risks and how you'll mitigate them. Shows you thought it through.
Don't forget team and partners. Bios, prior wins, letters of support really help.
And the budget and budget narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Direct costs, indirect costs if allowed. Detail any matching funds. The narrative explains your assumptions. Builds trust in your numbers.
Reviewers need to trust your math.
Absolutely. You also need a monitoring, evaluation, and learning MEL plan, indicators, methods, surveys, dashboards, reporting cadence. And finally, a sustainability plan. How does this continue after the grant? Revenue, partnerships, follow-on funding.
They want to see long-term thinking. Significance, innovation, feasibility, team, budget, impact, that's what they score on.
Exactly. And the application workflow itself needs management. Mm. You might need registrations, IDs, like a UEI via SAM.gov in the U.S.
Get those early.
Yeah, they can take time. Build a document library, financials, corporation docs, policies. Then execution, calendar, assign owners, internal deadlines before the real deadline. Peer review is essential.
Get fresh eyes on it.
Always.
Yeah.
After submission, save confirmations. Be ready for questions. Post-award, immediately set up tracking for costs and reporting. Compliance is key.
And the pitfalls to avoid. What trips people up with grants?
Weak alignment, the spray and pray approach. Don't do it. Only apply where the fit is strong. Budget guesswork, show your math. Clear assumptions. No measurement plan if they can't see the impact. Why fund it? And missing attachments. Double check everything.
Simple mistakes, but costly. Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting, combining these. Crowdfunding A&D grants, the hybrid advantage.
This is where you build a truly resilient funding stack. Let's do a quick side-by-side comparison first, just to clarify.
Okay, capital type.
Crowdfunding, pre-orders, donations, equity, grants, usually non-dilutive, full ownership. Crowdfunding, raise funds in 30, 60 days, typically. Grants. Award process, often 2-6 months, sometimes longer.
Validation.
Crowdfunding. Strong market demand, proof people voting with dollars. Grants. Strong expert review and endorsement. Different kinds of validation, both valuable.
Strings attached.
Crowdfunding. Deliver the product, provide updates. Grants. Detailed reports, milestones, allowable costs. More formal reporting.
That's for.
Crowdfunding. Great for consumer products, creative projects, early adopters.
Grants.
Ideal for R&D. Social impact, innovation pilots, public good focus.
And the risks.
Crowdfunding, delays, cost overruns, reputation damage if you fail to deliver.
Mm-hmm.
Grants, compliance burden, potentially limited scope tied to the grants goals.
Okay, so knowing that, how do you sequence them smartly? That's the magic, right?
That's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
Imagine, use grant money to build a really solid prototype.
De-risking the tech.
Exactly. Then leverage that impressive prototype to crowdfund. Validate demand, fund production. Powerful combo, grant crowdfunding.
Or flip it.
Or flip it. Crowdfunding grant. Use your pre-ordered traction from a successful campaign as powerful evidence. Proof of innovation or commercialization, potential for grant applications. It's undeniable market proof.
That makes so much sense. You're showing the grant reviewers that real customers want this.
Precisely. You could even convert early reward-based backers into equity investors later, once the product is proven.
And these create signaling effects, right? Like, a grant award boosts your crowdfunding credibility.
Absolutely. Adds credibility with media, backers, and crowdfunding success. Adds market proof for grant reviewers. It's a positive compounding effect.
So let's put this on a timeline. How might a year look combining these? Give us a sample.
Okay, hypothetically. Q1, focus on grant scouting, get those registrations done like the UEI, and sprint to build that initial prototype.
Q2, submit maybe 2-3 high-fit grant applications. Simultaneously, start building your pre-launch email list for crowdfunding, laying both tracks.
Right. Q3, launch your crowdfunding campaign. Leverage any press. Start negotiating with manufacturers based on potential volume.
Q4, fulfillment begins. Grant reporting kicks in. And you start scaling your e-commerce, maybe using lessons from the campaign.
It's a cohesive strategy. Each piece builds on the last, creating that repeatable funding engine.
Okay, let's wrap this deep dive with some real-world lessons and concrete next steps for everyone listening. Sources are full of examples, good and bad.
They really are. Success stories like Pebble, they validated a whole new category, the smartwatch, with crowdfunding.
Mm-hmm.
Funded their scaling. Oculus City VR early backers funded prototypes. That proof attracted huge investment, led to the Facebook acquisition.
Exploding kittens, too, right? Masterclass in simple storytelling, humor, community. Massive conversion.
Incredible campaign. But then the cautionary tales, like the cautionary cooler, raised millions on Kickstarter.
Yeah, I remember that one.
But stumbled spectacularly on production, planning, failed to deliver to most backers. A real disaster.
So the big lesson there is
money is not the finish line.
Yeah.
Delivery is. Plan your factory, your logistics before you build your landing page. Seriously. Don't underestimate the complexity of getting thousands of things to thousands of people globally.
Sound advice. What about some quick wins, advanced tuning tips?
Okay, few quick ones. First, the 5-second hook test. Show your main campaign image and headline to five people. Can they explain what you do in one sentence? If not, rewrite it. Clarity is king.
Gooder.
Second, price ladder testing. A/B test your early bird prices before launch using simple ads or surveys. Find that sweet spot between margin and conversion. Third, the social proof flywheel. Use press logos, awards, grant badges, notable advisors, early and often. Boost conversion significantly.
Makes sense. And budgeting the real cost of success. We touched on this, but it's worth repeating.
Absolutely critical. Go beyond the surface. Math out your unit economics. Bill of materials, BOM, assembly, packaging, freight, tariffs, platform fees, payment fees, even returns allowance. Map your cash flow deposits are often needed before funds land.
And the buffer.
And please always add that 10-20% contingency buffer. If you don't need it, great. High five. If you do, you're covered, not scrambling.
Okay, let's give people an actionable 90-day plan, something they can steal.
All right, here we go. Days 1 to 7, foundation. Pick your primary path for this quarter reward crowdfunding or a specific grant push. Create your one-page grant profile or campaign message map. Build a simple landing page. Start capturing emails. Just start.
Days 8-21, assets and outreach. Shoot that 90-second video. Take lifestyle photos. Draft your grant outlines or your crowdfunding offer ladder. Start sending weekly emails, behind-the-scenes posts to that early list. Build anticipation.
Days 20-45, applications and pre-launch. Submit 1 to 2 HiFit grant applications. Focus on growing that email list. Maybe set a target, like 2,000 targeted subscribers. Secure maybe 5-10 micro-influencer partners for launch day.
Days 46-75, launch window, go live. If crowdfunding, run it for typically 30 days. Post updates 2x a week. Retarget warm traffic. Pitch media. Start getting fulfillment quotes. Preparing your pledge manager.
And days 76-90, close and convert. Close the campaign. Open late pledges or your own storefront. Finalize vendor orders. Schedule production. Set up reporting templates for grants or backer updates. You're building the engine.
That's a solid roadmap. So recapping, you've just seen how crowdfunding turns early believers into a movement, giving you market proof and pre-orders. And how grants fuel R&D, de-risk innovation, all without giving up equity.
Combined, they create a truly resilient funding stack. Proof from the crowd, runway from the grantor, momentum that compounds. It's powerful stuff.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? Your next step isn't to read another guide or listen to another podcast episode, frankly.
Uh-huh. Action time.
It's to pick your path, time box this plan or parts of it onto your calendar, and ship that first milestone today. What's the single most impactful step you can take in the next 24 hours to move your funding forward?
Just one step. Go do it.